Kumlen of Lakibore, Mitzoy Shabbos Kedish, Parshas Akiv. So the Mishnah says we're up to the last two blot, the last few blot from the Sech to Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Matidin, we can untie Pkiye Amr, bundles of straw. They're tied together, it's difficult for the animal to eat it, but by untying it, you can eat it. So you're allowed to untie it on Shabbos, lifnei behema, before the behema, in order to make it edible. Umefasfasin. Now there's two ways of learning the Mishnah between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. Since the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, we'll learn like Rabbi Yehuda. Umefasfasin as a kippin. Kippin is not the same thing as pkiyami, bundles of straw. Kippin, we'll see, are moist branches from a cedar tree, and that is not edible unless you actually scatter them all around. If it's not scattered, even if it's not tied anymore, they cannot eat it. They have to scatter it in order for the animal to smell it and feel that it's worthy of eating. Avaloi es hazidin. Zidin are back to the pkiyomer. Zidin and pkiyomer are the same thing, bundles of straw. The difference is only that a bundle of straw, they have two knots. In zidin, they have three knots. Over there, again, and three knots makes it tighter, totally inedible. All you're permitted to do is to untie it, but you're not allowed to mess up, so you're not allowed to scatter it about. That's the first part of the Mishnah, and we'll see the Gemara explain what's going on here. Ein meraskin. You're not allowed to cut into pieces loyas ashachas, the animal fodder, the loyas acharuvin, nor the carobs, the boxer. Why? Because you don't have to. And any tircha, which is not necessary, is not allowed on Shabbos. Lifnei behema, before behema, bein daka, bein gasa, whether it's a small behema, whether it's a large behema. Because they can eat on their own. You don't need your help. But Rabbi Yehuda is mate becharuvin ledaka. Rabbi Yehuda allows becharuvin when it comes to boxer, comes to carrots for a small animal, because for a small animal they don't have the strong teeth, it's not edible. And therefore, when you cut it for them, you're actually making it edible, that you're allowed. So basically, we're going to learn the Mishnah two ways, between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. And the argument is, you're allowed to do something on Shabbos to feed your animal. Are you allowed to make something edible? In other words, prior to your input, it was not really edible, and you made it edible. But if it's edible, it's just a question of bother. You're not allowed to do anything which requires a big effort. So a tirch is forbidden on Shabbos. But to make non-oichel into oichel, you're allowed to, which is Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Mishnah. But then you have Rabbi Huna's understanding of the Mishnah, which is just the opposite. To make something edible from not edible, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If it's like misakin or something. But something which is edible, and you're making it just a tircha, that you can do on Shabbos. And therefore, the first three cases of the Mishnah, Pki, Amir, Kippin, and Zidin, and what exactly Kippin and Zidin are, we're going to see there's two different ways of learning, depending if you follow Rav Huna or Rav Chizkiya. Now the Gemara explains. It says the Gemara, Rav Huna said, Hein, Hein, Pkiin, Hein, Hein, Kippin. Kippin and Pkiin are exactly the same thing. The only difference is that Pkiin, Trei, Kippin, Tlosa, Pkiin has two knots and Kippin has three knots. According to Rav Huna, a Pkiin and Kippin are exactly the same thing, just more knots. And Zidin is a third thing altogether. What's Zidin? Zidin is the Arzi. Zidin are moist branches from a cedar tree. And the Hachikom, this is how you read the Mishnah. I hold, he says, the only thing you're allowed to do on Shabbos is to make Tircha doesn't bother me on Shabbos. So he says here, Matidin, this is how you read the Mishnah. You're allowed to open up the kia, you're allowed to open up these bundles of straw on me, leaf the behema, in front of an animal. And umesafsvin, the word mesafsvin goes backwards on the word pkiyim. You're allowed to even spread it around because it was food before, just because it was tight. I consider that edible. Not like you, Rabbi Huda, is going to say that's inedible. I consider that food. So you're not creating any food. But what you're doing is you're making it easier for the animal to eat. And therefore, since it was food before, you're allowed to bother yourself, and you're allowed to even scatter them for him. And also keep it, which has three knots. It's still edible. It's hard to eat, but it's edible. Therefore, you're allowed to scatter it. Even though it's a bigger tircha. But, keep it. Avaloyes hazidin. Zidin allowed to. You're not allowed to scatter them. In fact, you're not allowed to even untie it. Why? Because these zidin branches from a cedar tree are not meant to be eaten at all. They're basically used for other things. And therefore, if you're going to open it up and give it to an animal, you just created food. It's as if you mail it. You created food in Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's version. Amar of Chizkiya, my time in Rav Huna, what's the swara? Because somebody holds the mitrich ba'eichot tachin. It requires a bother just to make it more easier to eat. If it's already food in the first place, just make it easy allowed to. But the shavi oichlin le mishavinim, but to create something, you make it edible that you're not allowed to. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hein, hein, p'kiyin, zidin. Rabbi Yehuda says that I disagree totally. I hold that the first thing and the third thing are the same. P'kiyin and zidin are the same. P'kiyin, trei zidin, tlosa. I agree with you that one is 2 knots, one is 3 knots, but zidin, that's tlosa. But kippin is the, not what you say, that is bundles of straw. Kippin is the arzi. Kippin are the cedar tree. No boss. And take the Mishnah literally. This is how you read the Mishnah. Matidin ki amen. With bundles of straw, the only thing you're allowed to do is open it up. Leaf and they not open it up. Well, it wasn't edible before. I hold it, been tied up. It's not edible at all. And when you untie it, you made it edible. That you're allowed to do. But scattering it is just to make it easier. That's a tircha. That you're not allowed to do Shabbos. I will pispus eloi. To scatter it, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But why? Because that's a tircha. And we don't allow tircha on Shabbos. The kippin, what about this kippin here? That by kippin there, in order to make it edible, you actually have to scatter it. Then you're allowed to. Kippin is pusinamis, you're allowed to scatter it. But why not to make it easier? Because that makes it edible. Avaloi hazidin lefasa. When it comes to zidin, that's where you have 3 knots on bundles of wheat. You cannot scatter either el lahate, but only to untie it. Amar says Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi. What's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? He holds shivu oichla mishavinim. He holds that shivu oichli mishavinim. He holds that to create food you're allowed to. But mitzvah boichlichim, but to bother yourself with you're not allowed to. So now we're going to ask a number of questions of both of them. First, we'll ask on Abhuna. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, in the second half of the Mishnah, Eimer asking the Shachas, you know, to cut up the fodder, v'sacharuvin, nor can you cut up the bucks, lifnei behema, before an animal, b'indaka, b'ingasa. You're not allowed to cut up the fodder, or the carrot, before behema, whether it's the animal's a small animal, whether it's a big animal. Now, we're comparing fodder, bucks, and everyone knows, generally, the standard carrot is pretty tough to eat. And if we're comparing fodder to bucks, that means the fodder also must be talking about a case which is tough to eat. And usually tough to eat. So why are we comparing the charuvin? I mixed up Rabbuna, sorry. Why are we comparing the charuvin to the shachas? To tell you that in this case, the charuvin are easy to eat. Because if the charuvin would be hard to eat, then don't mention shachas at all. Just talk about charuvin. So therefore, by saying shachas and charuvin, you're talking about tender or softer when it's still early stages, not so hard yet, hasn't dried, that you can eat it. So say a small animal, say a big animal can eat it. My love, charuvin do me the shachas. Ma shachas chich soft, av charuvin chich soft. And yet we say, you're not allowed to cut it up. Why aren't you allowed to cut it up? Because your cutting up here is not to make it edible. It's edible anyway. It's soft. What you're cutting up is to make it easy to eat. Is a raya that a tircha is forbidden. Isn't this a proof to Rabbi Yehuda that to make it edible you're allowed to, but to make it easy you're not allowed to? Is Alma loy tachil ba'oichot yuftar akash avhuna. Alma loy tachil ba'oichot loy. You read it the wrong way. I'm going to argue that shachas is doing the charuvin. We're talking about charuvin, which generally is very tough to eat, but the fodder here is also very tough to eat. Ma charuvin da akushi av shachas da akushi. Heichim mishkachas loy. Where do you find that it's tough to eat? Be ile zutrei. That we're talking about small animals, for them even fodder is hard to eat, and therefore you have to cut into small pieces to eat it. And therefore, what are you trying to do here? You're not trying to make it easier, it's not a tircha pleasure, here you're trying to create food. We're talking about a small animal who can't chew, and it's hard fodder. And Rabbi Huna says to create food is forbidden on Shabbos. There's no doubt you can learn both ways. Says, well, how can you learn that way? Toshma, the next line in the Mishnah is, Rabbi Huna, Mati Becharuv, he says, you're allowed to do box ledaka for a small animal. For a small animal, you're allowed to cut it. Now, if it's for pleasure, what's a chilik, a small animal, a big animal? It sounds like for a small animal, it's harder to eat, you're allowed to cut it to make it edible. So we see clearly we're talking about making it edible, not a question of ease. Ledaka in legasaloi, but not to a larger animal. Why? Because you're being matriach for no reason. So you can learn like Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole question here, Tanakama sava mitzvah ba'ich le'tachinin, Shavi Mishavinan, that the Tanakama hole, like Yehuda explained, that a tircha to make things easy, you're not allowed to. But in order to create food, you're allowed to. And therefore, Haimu de Kamer Avila, Avila says that even though you say that we're talking about soft and so on and so forth, no difference, a small animal, big animal. That you're allowed to come along, Avila says, Charuvin le dakanam, Yishabach, I hold that Charuvin for a small animal makes it edible. It's not just a question of eat, makes it edible. Eli Amrin and Tanakama holds that a small animal can manage the way without making it edible, so it's forbidden. Eli Amrin Tanakama Sova Shavu Chulam Shavin, and if you can tell me, like Rabbuna holds, that everyone holds to create food and allow to, it's only a question of Tircha, Mitr Ba'ichle, Matrichin, and it's only a question of Tircha, and Rabbi Yehuda, the Matr Bechar, and Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason why you're not allowed to is because you're trying to create food and it's inedible. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, that charuvin ledakim koshkein legasin, and surely you should also be able to make it the legasim luchayde. You're allowed to be matriach and food. You're not allowed to make food, but you're allowed to be matriach. So why can't you do it also for a large animal, a small animal, and a large animal? So my answer is back. Go to vuna misover. You think daka means a small animal? My daka gasa daka actually means over here something which you never found before. That daka means a large animal. So nu my kodele daka, why are you actually calling it daka? Because the daika ba'ichle chooses food very well, and it's and therefore it's a question of Nabuda says that since he can chew the food well, it's not a question of creating food, they can do it, but I want you to help them out, make it easy for them. So the Gemara, Ravi, back to the Gemara. Homeritani Reisha. Mora finds that very hard to imagine. The Tanakhama says Bein Daka Bein Gasa is forbidden. So he is referring to a Gasa and he draws a contrast. The cloud of Yehuda, when Abhuda said Daka, he meant Daka Mam is a small animal, not a large animal that enjoys chewing his food. Kasha is Daka, a little bit of a Kasha, but Abhuda is not the third. So Toshma, now we're going to ask a few questions of Yehuda. Abhuda is the one who says that you're allowed to. Abhuda is the one who says that you're allowed to create food, but you're not allowed to be matriach for food. So I'm asking a question. It says, Mechatchin es hadluyin, we can learn in a later Mishnah, that you're allowed to cut deluyin before a behemah. You're allowed to cut pumpkins, let's say, or melons for a behemah, even though Friday night it was only suitable for a man, for a person, not for an animal. And now you decide you want to give it to an animal. This town of holes doesn't hold a muksa like a shim. The es hanavel of neklamim, last night this animal was suitable for a person, for Adam. Now that it died, it's only suitable for a dog on Shabbos. Nevertheless, we don't hold a muksa. Now lechayda, my love, are we talking about? And so you ought to cut them up. My love, bluyin dumin nevela. Bluyin is similar to nevela. Pumpkin can be tough. Ma nevela did a chicha, just like nevela is soft. Avluyin de rechicha. Avluyin also is something soft. So in other words, it's edible already. Alma tachina ba'ichle, you have to let it cut it up. Not creating food, you can eat it anyway. All you do is making it easy for them. It's a kashin of Yehuda that says that you're not allowed to cut stam for tirchin alatu, but you tira hoda. Amluk of Yehuda, I'll say it all the way around. Loi nevela dumi de gluyin. Ma gluyin da ashuni. Just like the gluyin, we're talking about that it's tough. Af nevela da ashuni. That is tough. I the hechemishkachla. How do you find a carcass that's tough? The bosa pili, the meat of an elephant. Inami the guraisa zutra, small little dogs, and therefore any carcass for them is hard to eat. And therefore it's a question of making it edible. That's why you're allowed to cut it, because you're making it edible, not just to make it easier. Toshma coming here. The Tony labchonim nadoyim mepachinam labchonim from nadoyim for pachinam said teven vasapsito. Said if you have straw and if you have a safsatum together, another growth, arvin, you're allowed to mix them together. So what do we see from here? Alma tarchinun ba'oichle. We see from there what? That you're allowed to, it's edible, animals eat it all the time. And yet you're telling me that you're allowed to go ahead and mix them up and make it easy for the animals to eat. Is that right? Like Rabbuna, you're allowed to do a tircha for animals, even though you're not creating food that was edible before. As Gemara, no. Tevin, we are talking about Tevin, but Tivin is sorry, that's all foul. And therefore, you have to somehow or another make it into food, entice it for the animal to eat it. And a safsla be'ile zutra. And a safsla is talking about small little animals, and therefore they find it hard to eat. So you're cutting it or mixing it together in order to make it edible. I'm not talking about it's edible already, I'm talking about you create it edible. And therefore, each one can learn the braisa the way it suits their opinion. Mishnah. Ain oivsin as a gomol, you're not allowed to stuff too much food inside a camel as if the trough is inside his stomach. What's what that means? Like Dorsey, nor do you push too much food down his mouth as well, his throat as well. But what maliti? We'll see later if maliti means he just put it in his mouth or he put it in front of him. We'll see. The Eimah meat is a goli. Not a lot of fat enough the goli by stuffing him again. We'll see. Ava maliti. Again, maliti you're allowed to. So we'll see more what that means. Mahalketin le tanagoyin. You're allowed to do mahalket for chickens. And mahalketin, we'll see more later what that means. The Noisin mayim lemorsin. You're allowed to put water into bran. So the husks of the grains, you're allowed to put water in there. I would like goyim, but you shouldn't knead them. Because then there's a malacha called goyim, you're not allowed to knead in Shalalisha. So even though we'll see more later, the mayim and mursin, this is not really something that normally you need, so it's only asr abanim, but still it's asr. They nice in mayim, lifnei the boyim, lifnei yoyim, you're not allowed to put water before bees and pigeons, shivashayvich in the coop. Now place water before them. Why you now place water before them? We'll see later. Because it's not your responsibility. Because they can go fly anywhere and eat whatever they want. So aim is a nois nalecha. And even if there's no real food around, they can fly and get water wherever they want. I will nois them with me. Avzi you'll have to put before geese, the tanagolin, and before tanagolin water you'll have to put for chickens. But leaf me yoyne hadisais and for the pigeons, a place called hadisa, and so on. Mer will explain all this. Now let's go up in the beginning. Here's the mother. What do you mean, ain't oisin? Now let's stuff a camel. What does that mean? Omer, if you ain't oisin, you're not allowed to fill up like a trough inside his stomach. Fill him with a lot of food. At least to travel for a few days in a row. Miiga, guy, gavna, can you, is that even possible? That you should feed so much? Says the Gemara Yin, who could Omer Rabbi Yimi, Medivti, Ladi, Chosle, Hutai, I once saw this nomad, the Ochla Kura, fed his animal a whole kur, 30 saw. Of grains inside the camel, and then Vati Inukura made the camel carry another 30 saw for his neck feed. So we see it's possible. Ain ma meat, you don't fatten. Says the Mishnah that you don't fatten up the calves. Ezi hamra, the ezi lot, you're not allowed to fatten up, but you're allowed to malitin. What's hamra? What's halita? Says the Gemara, Omer Abuda. Abuda says this. Hamra is you stuff the food down his throat, lemakim so far down, she ain't the yachayla hafsa. He has no choice but to swallow it. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Hal otter, you're still stuffing his mouth. You can always spit it back out. So that you can do on Shabbos. If Chizkiah says no, in both instances, you push it down the throat that you can no longer spit it out. What's a chilek? Hamra is not allowed to, and hal otter allowed to. But hamra is bikli. Hamra is using some kind of utensil, like a spoon. And hal otter is using your hand. So it's like a little bit of a shinny. Mostly with Rabbi Yehoshua, raise the question. It says for in the Mishnah, Mahalkit in the Tanagolin, that when it comes to a chicken, you're allowed to be Mahalkit. The Ain Tzorach Loim is Shem Malkitin, definitely allowed to be Malkit. But the Ain Malkitin Yilyon Yeshayduch, but you're not allowed to be Malkit for, what do you call it, Yilyon Yeshayduch. And it says in the Braise, and the Yilyon Aliyah. Ain Tzorach Loim is Shem Mahalkitin. For when it comes to these things, they can feed themselves, you're not allowed to be Malkit, sure, you're not allowed to be Mahalkit. What's going on here? My mahalkatin and my malkitin. What's his mahalkatin and what's his malkitin? Ilema mahalkatin means a sofala yividayim. If you say, well, that you stuff in his mouth. And malkitin means the shodi lekamai. You place the food in front of them. So the chayda, why are you telling me, and a chicken you're allowed to even put in his mouth, but when it comes to these other birds, you tell me not only you're not allowed to feed their mouth, you're not allowed to put in front of them. Why can't you put in front of them? Miklal the yoyin is shayva yoyin aliyah mishdi kamai. Namilo, you cannot even put in front of them? Why not? El alav, there's no real tircha there. El alav, mahalkatin means you stuff it down the mokum she'ein yichoy lahachzit, all the way back to the throat, can't spit it out. And malkitin is le mokum she'yichoy lahachzit, to a place that he could spit it out. And in a place that he could, that's a chilek between malkitin and leit, that this is a place he cannot spit it out, the place he could spit it out. Miklal, the hamro, so then what's the chilek between hamro and what do you call it? It says, but you're allowed to be mal. You just told me malitin means. You just told me that what the mahalkitin means. Yeah, but in the place you put it down the throat. So and so malitin means you put it down a place you cannot spit it out. So what's the chilek between malitin and what do you call And I've seen if they both mean you can put it in a place where they cannot spit it out. It must be Makalam Rabbi Kaini. The chilik is that this is where the Kain lives the hand. It's the Yufta Rabbi Kashan of Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda said before the difference is where you put it back that you cannot spit it out, or you don't push it so far back and you could spit it out. Here it seems that both are talking about you push it so far back you cannot spit it out, but one must be your utensil, one must be the hand. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Le'ela Mahalkatin. I disagree. I hold Mahalkatin means the Sofale Biyadayim. Mahalkatin means you push it down the throat. And Malkitin, the Shadle Kamai, put in front of them. And therefore, there's nothing to do with what we're saying before in the Mishnah. Why should then we not allowed to place in front of the pigeons and everything else? Not Techa. Why can't you put food in front of them? Nami Le Hani, no why. Mizaynosin Alecha, but Hani ain't Mizaynosin Alecha. Because you have no responsibility to feed them, you're not allowed to feed them anything at all. The time we learn, noisning mizaynus lifnei kelev, you're not allowed to place food before a dog. The ain noisning mizaynus lifnei chazid, you're not allowed to place food before a chazid. New my hefesh ben zeh lezeh, why should be a difference? And the difference is zeh mizaynus lecha. The dog is your responsibility, and therefore you're allowed to feed it. Zeh ain mizaynus lecha, and this is not your responsibility. And therefore, because you shouldn't be, you shouldn't own a pig, and therefore you're not allowed to feed it. Amar Rav Ashi, masis namideka. Proof in the Mishnah. There's a noisim mayim lifnei debayim, lifnei yainim shebeshevach. You don't place water before bees or before yainim or pigeons of beshevach. I will noisim lifnei avzim lifnei tanegim. You're allowed to put for geese in front of chickens. Lifnei yainim had the size, for the pigeons had the size. My time, what's the difference? Lamishum nahanim is a noisim alecha. This one here is your responsibility. And bahani aim is a noisim alecha. This one's not your responsibility. Says in more time of view. Ma'irya Maya, so why do we say you're allowed to put water? Afilud Chitivasari Nami Loy. Why is that you shouldn't put water? You shouldn't even put. It says, Ain Noisni Mayim. Say you should put wheat and barley as well. Elishaini Maya. Maybe water is worse than the others. The Shchichiba Agma. In other words, Mizainis, maybe they have nothing to eat. You're allowed, that even though it's not your responsibility, you have nothing else to eat, maybe you are permitted to put in front of them. But water. Because it's so abundant, there's abundant supply, let them go on their own. It's not your responsibility, you have no right to give to them. There's a Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda was once dashing at the entrance of the Bein Nisiyah. My receive it says, Dei Tzadik Din Dali, and maybe she knows the justice for poor. Dei Kedroch, the Kelle, by a dog, she means a noise, and what, he doesn't get fed enough. Leficha Shoyach, he lost a meh, Gimu Yami. Therefore, the Eivishna made it that nature. That the food to digest takes 3 days. So therefore, it doesn't need that much food to succeed, to survive. Now we learn, we say that if a dog ate flesh from a corpse, we know that there's a thing called the oil. The flesh of a corpse is sitting in a house, the entire house becomes tummy and all the contents therein. The dog ate the flesh of a mace, and then the dog died. The first 3 days, while that dog is alive, as soon as the dog dies, then the house becomes tummy and oil, because there's food, there's flesh inside the carcass of the dog. But while the dog is alive, we say that it's not tummy boil. Why not? Because it's tumma belua. It's tumma that's swallowed up in a living thing, not tummy. And how long does not tummy? Shoyach losim me gimul yamin. Now, kamish losim me avihem tummy bekelev gimul yamin. 3 days. And when the dog dies, if there's still flesh of the corpse there, it's metame. How much after the dog ate it do we say the dog died? It's still metame boil within 3 days. Beyond that, there's nothing left. But the dog is able to digest it and keep it in the stomach for 3 days. Over oifas the dogging, and when it comes to oifas dogging, they should tipple the ur v'tisit very quickly. How long it takes to if they swallowed a piece of flesh of a body straight away, it's gone. As long as it takes to burn it, and in other words, they consume it straight away, it's no longer considered the flesh of a mace. It's not like a dog that lasts for 3 days. Omer Avram Nun, Shmamen Avram, here we see, Oidechad is common, Lemishda Umtzu Lekabla, they should throw raw meat. So the Eibish had Rachmanis on a dog and said, for 3 days it shall last, you can throw even raw meat to a dog. The Kamel, of what size? Omer Avram Mori, Moshech Udne. He says, the size of an ear, and the chutra basta, give him the size of an ear, measure the size of an ear, and that's how much meat you give him, a slab of meat, but then make sure you hit it with a stick. Otherwise, the dog will keep on coming back for more and more. This is why hitting it, it won't come back anymore. Hanimili, but Davro, this is all talking about in the wilderness. Out of the muscle life, in the city, don't feed it at all. Why? Unless it's your dog. Because the asl misra, the dog will continue to come back to you and and it'll cost you a fortune. Amar HaPapa, to the Papa, less the Anya Mekalva. There's nothing poorer out there than a dog. The less the Atta Mechazira. And the richest thing is a Chazer. Why is a Chazer the richest thing? Because he can eat anything. He can eat mud, he can eat junk. And they will always find food for it. Therefore, there's nothing richer than a Chazer. Tani learned. Kabbalah said that Rabbi Yehuda, if we look at Rabbi Yehuda, Ezei Hamra. The Ezei Alahota, we learned like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the definition of Hamra? And what's the definition of Hamlota? He says here, Rabbi Yehuda said before that Hamra is when you push it so far down you can't spit it out. And Halata is you push it down, but you could spit it out. Papa says, Ezei Hamra of Ezei Alahota. Hamra is Marbitza Upoikis is Pia. What's Hamra? Hamra is that you force it to open its mouth, umachila kashinin, and you feed it all of the seeds, umayim, and water. In other words, you put something in its mouth so that it cannot close its mouth, and you keep on feeding it all kinds of seeds and water, bevas achas, in one go. And what the thing does is that the water pushes the seeds down the back of his throat, against the will of the animal. And halata is ma'achila mu'umid, you feed it standing, u'mashke mu'umid, give it drinking standing, the noisten kashinin b'fnei atzman, you place the seeds on its own, u'mayin b'fnei atzman, and the water separately. You put it in his mouth, when an animal's lying down, you can open the mouth as wide as you want and just keep pushing everything down. If the animal's standing, you can't really reach everything, you can only put a little bit of time, keep it separate, so therefore, he eats a lot, but he can always spit it out. You can't stuff it that far back. How could the Tanakh bring in Omar Bayamitika made a Mamaslisin? I told before my Mishnah Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah you can place water inside the bran. It seems that as long as you don't need it. It seems that placing water inside is not considered needing. It's only when you actually mix it. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Omar told me Rabbi Yehesi Bar Yehudi. This is Rabbi Yehesi Bar Yehudi, not the Rebbe. What do you mean? The time you learned. According to Rebbe. That if you put water in flour, even though you didn't physically scramble them together and knead them, that's already kneading because it coalesces all the parts, and that's already kneading. Echad noisin a kemach, one person puts in flour, the echad noisin a mayim, one person in water, ha'achrein chayim. The second person is liable for kneading, even though you didn't mix anything. Rabbi Yehesi Bar Yehuda says, ein chayim ad shigabel, you're not chayim until you physically mix and knead it together. So therefore, our Mishnah says that you're allowed to put in water together with bran. Obviously, it's a base of a yudah. Says Gemara, who said, over there we're talking about flour. Maybe that's very different. Why? Dilma ad kan lekom a base of yudah hasam. Over there he says that you're not chayv until you actually needed it. Ela kemach only flour because kemach dvar giblu. Normal way of doing it, flour and water, is you need them together. So therefore, kol man, you didn't need them together. You're not oivah. When it comes to bran, the lava gibel is not something normally that you need together. Maybe he's made it by putting the water in there. At least we got a bun in the sauce. After he's made the, well, no such loy sauce. I don't think so. The Tanya Behedlin clearly ain't regarding mursim. Ain't noisni mayim mursim with Rabbi. Rabbi's amen. Noisni mayim mursim. You do put it in. What about we learned? Ain't goyvlin es hakeli. We learned ain't goyvlin es hakeli that you're not supposed to need. Keli is toasted wheat. And they used to toast the wheat and then mix in some oil and some water and some salt and make some kind of a flour. So it says over here, ain't goivlin, you're not allowed to knead as a keli, this keli. You're not allowed to knead it. This is flour made out of these toasted wheat that was dried in the oven. And this is always very sweet. And they make out of a thing called a shtisa. And shtisa is a compound of this flour together with oil and water and salt. So one opinion says you're not allowed to go. Well, the yesh aimim go. Another one says you're allowed to even need it. What's going on? Your man yesh aimim. I'm like, that's a yesh by Yehudi. That's a yesh by Yehuda. Rebbe holds that you're not allowed to at all. He holds that even just putting in water is very usher, so there's nothing to talk about. So even if you want to tell me you're going to do it through a shini, what's going to help? The moment you put the water in there, you're ready. Are you mad data? Mashenke, Rabbi Yehesi Bar Yehuda says you're not chayv until you physically need it. So even if you put water in there, you're not chayv, you have a gibel. So if you do it through a shinui, then you're allowed to. What kind of shinui? We'll see in a minute. Says Gemara, Hanimilu de Mishani, only if you make a shinui. Heichim Mishani, what kind of shinui do you make? Amar Chizda, al yad. You do it very slowly, a little bit at a time. But everyone agrees, Sheboichshin. Esther Shasis, you're allowed to then mix with a spoon. Bishasis, Bishabas, Bishasis, Bishabas, and Shabbos. Bishasim, we'll see in a minute why. Bishasim, and you're allowed to drink. Zaysim Hamitzi. It's some kind of an Egyptian drink that was medicinal, but also people drink it stam. And we learned before that any food, that if people use it stam, then even though you're using it for therapeutic reasons, we're not going to be gazing, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So, Ba'amrit, we learned, Mechayr, we just said, ain't gaveling. We just said a minute ago that Shas is you're not allowed to need, and here suddenly you tell me that everyone agrees you're allowed to. Says, you want to look kosher. Haba, if it's thick, then you're not allowed to be gaveling. You're not allowed to be gaveling, because that's, so that he holds out the gavel at all, and according to everything, you're there only with a shini. But if it's very liquidy, then everyone agrees that's not needy. Just scrambling a liquid, it's not called needy. And here also you have to make a shini. So there's different kinds of shini. So the first shini we said by Shas is you have to do a little bit at a time. In this case of here, which is liquidy, what kind of shini do you make? For example, on the weekday, you would first put the vinegar in the plate, and then you put in the shasis. That was a minor shini. In the first case, in the case of shasis, say thick shasis, that you're allowed to do it only if it's a major shini. And what's a major shini? That we say you do a little bit at a time. If it's liquidy, only is a minor shini, that is, you put vinegar in the plate first. Or you change around the order of the week. Whatever you do in the week, you do a Shabbos differently. If you put the shasis, none of it. Levi Brei, the Rav Huna Bachi, Ashkei, found the gablet, the Bein Noshe. The Levi, the son of Huna Bachi, found that the kneaders of the Bein Noshe, those who watched the behemoths of his father's house, and they were going ahead and eating this thing on Shabbos. The Kogabel, the Sofer Leiloturin, they were feeding it the animal. Batash Bei, he hit them. He screamed at them. His father came out of the family. Your grandfather said in the name of Rav, who is the grandfather, Manu Rabbi Barabba, gravely. He said clearly that you're allowed to knead it as long as you make a shinri, and you're allowed to do this bran and this liquid through a shinri, even though you're gravel. The lay, even though Mishnah said you're not allowed to do gravel, that's with Rabbanon, but if you make a shinri, you're allowed to. And also, the other thing he said was the lay misapin. Now, why? That you don't fill up, you don't stuff. A cow. Would the loy lock it belishne? But if there's an animal that does not yet know how to eat on its own, then no one taught him how to eat with his tongue, is then mahal kittenly, you're allowed to actually put food in his mouth. Now, when we said that you're allowed to be goyvel, this mercy, you're allowed to need this mercy, how in the middle of the mishani, or even make a change. Heichem mishani, what kind of shin do you have to make over here? Instead of scrambling it, you first go, you know, up vertically, and then you go horizontally a couple of times, and that's how you mix it. That will never mix. I'm going to be if it doesn't mix at all. The manar lekeli. Instead of using a fork or a spoon, just shake the plate itself. Kosiv apinke. Let's go a little bit further and finish the sugi here. Kosiv apinke said to Zidi. Zidi had a record book. And he wrote over there, Amr Kadam Rebbe, and he said before my Rebbe, Umanu, who was the Rebbe of Zidir Abkhir? Ma'u le Gabo, are you allowed to go ahead and knead? Omar, and he said, Omar Asa, Ma'u le Fadik, are you allowed to take from one vessel in front of the behemoth and give it for another vessel for a behemoth? Omar Mutti allowed to. Omar Rav Menashe said, no, so his Rebbe Abkhir ruled, like Rebbe, that you're not allowed to knead, even with a shinim. You're not allowed to knead at all. Not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Menashe Chad Kamichad, you're allowed to place one, you're allowed to put a certain amount of food in front of one animal. And today, Kamichad, you're allowed to put two pieces of food in front of two different animals, because even though you're eating out of the same trough, you're allowed to put each for each animal their own. But Tlasa Kamichad also, but the third one before they're not allowed to, because that's extra, it's not needed. Rabbi Yisrael Omar, Rabbi says, Kav. Afilu kabayim. Rabbi Yehuda said there's no limit how much food you can eat, because they eat as much, you know, as much as they want. It's not a tircha. Ula amar ulza. I feel koyer afilu karayim. Even that much. It's not a tircha because animals eat whatever you feed them. Kosev apinkas of the Levi. On Levi's booklet it said his diary. Amikadam Rebbe. They said for my Rebbe, Man Ben Hakadosh, Adahave gavlin shesisa bebavel. This is what he said. They told him that a bubble they do need the shetisa. Okay, albeit with a shinui. Rabbi began to scream, Manu Rabbein HaKadosh, Adahavi Gabli Shtisa. Why are the people doing it? The Leis the Shmila, how come nobody's listening to me? the less chayle b'yada, but he had no power to convince anyone to follow him. The mesa, why? Because Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who argued with him, said it's permitted, even by a thick, as long as you do a shinui, and therefore everyone followed him. Okay, we're talking about people's diaries. Tomorrow we'll learn about a new fascinating diary.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I saw that
Adin Steinsaltz was missing. Yeah, and Boris Dynam, yes, he passed away over Shabbos, looks like.
Yeah,
very sad. He had an unbelievable schuss. I mean, people learned Gemara because of him.
Yep.
And other things.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.